Hello and welcome to part one of my beginning meditation audio series. The idea of this series is to help those people who are starting out with meditation and who would like some ideas and a basic guide as to how to establish that initial routine. I'll also be discussing general concepts and ideas relating to the topic of meditation and talking about some issues and difficulties which may arise as you begin meditating for the first time. There are certain obstacles which may come to the fore, and it's good to know that these are perfectly natural and normal when one begins to meditate. In my next podcast, I'll be joined by two good friends of mine who will discuss their own personal experiences with beginning meditation and their ideas and thoughts on establishing that daily meditative routine. But for this podcast, I want to share with you my own thoughts and my own personal experiences concerning starting out with the practice of meditation. It's perfectly normal for people to become quite frustrated the first couple of times that they sit down to meditate, and as they realize how many random thoughts and issues that arise in their minds and bubble to the surface when they sit down. In fact, when you sit down to meditate, you may suddenly realize, maybe for the first time in your life, how much stuff, how many random thoughts are actually floating around inside your mind. And this can be quite a frustrating ordeal, especially when we realize how little control we actually have over our own minds and over our own thought processes. It can be frustrating and it can be irritating, but like I said earlier, this is a perfectly normal response and is actually the first major hurdle that needs to be jumped over when it comes to meditation. Nobody would expect to be able to play a piano the first time they sit down in front of a piano to be able to play some complex melody. It takes practice. It's a skill that needs to be acquired over time. And that's exactly the same with the meditation process. The first important thing is to establish that daily routine. And it sounds boring. The word routine is quite is quite a boring word and has lots of negative connotations, but it really is vital. It's essential. Ask yourself, why do I want to meditate? What benefits am I going to receive? It might even be a good idea to pause this recording at the moment and to jot down on paper three or four reasons why you would like to meditate. You may mention things like health benefits. Research has shown that meditation, when practiced regularly, can help to lower blood pressure and have various positive effects on the physical body. Maybe you get quite stressed during the day and you would like to learn to meditate to combat stress. And again, meditation will help very much with this goal. You may want to gain better control and discipline. You may wish to be able to clear your mind and help make your thought processes more efficient. Whatever the reasons are, they're personal to you, but it is good to have them at the forefront of your mind while you're listening to this and while you're thinking about establishing your daily meditative routine. So, decide on a time of day that you would like to meditate. Ideally, you'll stick to the same time every day, but realistically there'll be times when you'll have to shift the time a little bit because of things that come up during that day. Maybe you'll have to miss a day or two. Now, obviously, it's important to stick to the routine as much as possible, but don't beat yourself up if you have to miss a day here or there. Just go back to the routine as soon as possible and continue from there. Some people find it really beneficial to meditate first thing in the morning. Their mind's clearer, they haven't got all the thoughts going on and the stresses of the day. And so they sit down in the morning, meditate for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Other people can't meditate first in the morning, they're too sleepy, they find it hard to focus, and so they prefer meditating in the evening. I would suggest experimenting to start off with different times of the day. Also, you may want to think about how many times during the day you want to meditate. I would say the ideal is twice a day, morning and evening. But having said that, if you're just starting out, I would suggest establishing the routine just once a day to begin with, and then we can expand on that later on. So let's say you're going to meditate for 10 minutes to begin with. Again, that can be lengthened as you establish the routine and become more familiar with the process. But let's say to start with, you're going to meditate for 10 minutes every morning or every evening. Choose a time and go for it. Just go for it. Now, there are so many different types of meditation practice. Many of them are related to various religious ideologies or spiritual beliefs. It is not important, it is not necessary to be religious in order to meditate. In fact, religion has nothing at all to do with meditation. Meditation is a practice which stands on its own. It just so happens that it is associated with many religions, but it is not a religious thing on its own, in its own right. So let's get that clear to start with. You don't have to be a Buddhist. You don't have to be affiliated with any sort of Western esoteric tradition in order to meditate. So, what are some of the things, the tools which can help you when meditating daily? Well, first of all, let's talk about posture. There are various positions that can be adopted when meditating. You're probably familiar with the classic full lotus position. Now, this position doesn't suit everybody. If you're not very flexible, it's going to be too painful to do that. And although a little bit of discomfort can be useful when meditating to help you stay focused and alert, if your legs are cramping up and you can't get comfortable, you're not going to be able to focus and you're not going to get anything out of meditating. So again, experiment with different positions. You may just want to sit with your legs crossed normally. You may want to use a cushion, and there are actual meditation cushions available. I find it useful to use a meditation stool. That's great for me. Other people just sit on an upright chair with their feet flat on the floor, knees together, maybe your palms face down on your lap, sitting up straight. I'd say it's quite important not to lean forward or lean backwards, so just sit up straight in a neutral position. You may want to have your eyes open or closed. I'd say maybe experiment with both, but to start with, most people find it easier to meditate with their eyes closed. There are tons of places where you can find out about different meditation practices. Some of them are focused on the breath, others on mantras and all sorts of different techniques. Find something that suits you, find something that you're comfortable with. I'm going to introduce a meditation exercise that I've had personal experience with here, something that maybe you can start out with, and if it doesn't suit you, feel free to discard it and try something else. this technique, this exercise is very simple. But that's not to say it's easy, okay? It's a simple technique to understand and to attempt. But you may find it quite difficult depending on how much stuff there is floating around in your mind and how easily you get dragged into different thoughts. So the idea is to assume your asana, your meditation posture, to close your eyes and to simply observe the thoughts going on in your head. Okay? So you're passively, in a detached manner, observing the thoughts running through your mind. You're not judging them, you're not being dragged and sucked into them. So you're allowing them to pass through your mind, to flow through, without judging, without becoming emotionally involved with them. This may sound easy to you, but it's not to begin with. To help you visualize this a little more clearly, you might like to think of thoughts playing out in front of you on a cinema screen or passing by on a conveyor belt. The important thing, like I said, is not to be sucked into these thoughts. It will happen though, believe me, it will happen, and it's perfectly natural that you'll find yourself being sucked into some sort of thought. You'll be thinking about what you're going to prepare for dinner later on, or an argument you had with somebody earlier in the day. The important thing is, once you realise that you'd been sucked into that process, to that thought pattern, once you emerge out the other side, to simply discard it and reset yourself to the task at hand, which is to passively observe the thoughts in your mind. It's almost like driving through a dark tunnel and then emerging out the other side. And once that light of awareness is again shining down, that spotlight, you can see what's happened, that you've been sucked into this thought process, and then just reset yourself. Don't get frustrated with yourself or tell yourself off for not doing it correctly. The more you attempt this exercise, the easier it will become. The easier it will become. So don't expect instant miracles the first couple of times you try this. Don't expect to sit down to meditate for the first time and to instantly and spontaneously experience this blissful, overwhelming state of being at one with the universe. It ain't gonna happen. Even if it does, it's probably not gonna happen again for a long time. So let it go. Just sit and passively observe the thoughts going on in your head. Another idea is to keep a journal. Just jot down each time you meditate the date, the time, which exercise you were practicing, any thoughts or experiences or progress with that, and also the amount of distractions, because then you can measure your progress and see how you're progressing. One good way to count the number of distractions that you experience during a meditation session is to get yourself a length of string and to tie 40 or so knots in that length of string, with maybe a finger width's gap between each knot. And then each time you experience a distraction, you can simply move your index finger and thumb to the first knot, to the second knot, third knot, and then you're not having to consciously keep track in your mind of the number of distractions. Then at the end of your session, you can just jot down in your journal how many distractions you experienced. Now, you're going to have different periods during your meditation practice. At times you'll feel like you're making lots of progress, you'll feel happy and content. Then maybe the next time you sit down to meditate, you'll feel like you've taken two steps backwards. And again, it's so normal, it's a natural rhythm of the human mind and the meditation process. Don't become disheartened, just allow it to happen as it happens. Even when you feel like you're not making progress, you will be making some sort of progress. You'll be burning through issues and obstacles in your mind. It can help to have one of those little electric timers, the kitchen timers, so that you can put in the amount of minutes you want to meditate for, and then it will start to beep at the end of that time, so you're not having to check every now and again to see how much time has passed. try out that exercise. Maybe try out different exercises that you're aware of. Establish that time of the day and make a commitment to meditate at that time each day for the specific length of time. Don't push yourself too hard. Don't try to progress faster than is natural. Good luck with your meditation practice, and I hope you listen to my next podcast when I'll be, like I said at the beginning of this recording, I'll be discussing various issues relating to meditation with two of my good friends, Devon and Yohanan. Take care.